Welcome to all. Today's episode is Shalom Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Vav. We are starting Chaf Yehud Beis about a third of the way up from the bottom with Halacha Tes. And today's episode is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Rimzar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shamash Shad Heaven Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us Shofar Rosh Hashanah in regards to Shofar Rosh Hashanah, meaning if a person wants to hear Shofar, Ein Mavir Nolavas Tchum. Don't go past Tchum Shabbos for it. Ve'im Fachin Olav Zagal. No clearing away a whole pile of stones. V'loy Elin Be'ilon. No climbing a tree for it. V'loy Rechman Gad Behema. No riding an animal to hear Shofar. V'loy Shatan Al Pnei Mayim. No swimming on the water. Ve'in Chayt Chanaisai. One's not allowed to cut the Shofar to prepare it. He's not do anything that's Isser Drabanon or Isser Loisase in order to be your Shifer. But if he wants to put wine or water inside, he could do that. That's because he's really just rinsing it out to make it sound better, and it's not any Isser Malach of any sort. Another din, one doesn't have to prevent little kids from blowing Shifer. He could actually involve himself with them until they learn how to blow properly. Now, one who's just absent mindedly blowing, he's not blowing Shofar in order to be Yotze, so he's not Yotze. And Rashomem and Amasasik lo Yotze, somebody who hears from somebody who's Masasik is not Yotze either, even though the one who hears has Kavana to be Yotze, since the one who's blowing is just being Masasik, so the one who's listening is not able to be Yotze. Says the Gemara, Kena Masisa, this is really what the Mishnah should be teaching us. And here we have a little bit of Girsa switch. Asr Mishum Loisase Umishum Shvus. The one's not allowed to be either a Loisase in order to hear Shofar and not a Shvus either. And the reason why it has to be switched around is because it's a Loizu Avzu, meaning not only are you not allowed to be over on a loisase to be able to hear Shofar, you're not allowed to be even over on a shvus on a derabanan in order to be able to hear Shofar. We continue now explaining a seeming stira in the Mishnah. The Mishnah at the end had said the no stopping kids from blowing Shofar. That's mashma that we're not going to involve ourselves with them. If the little kid is blowing Shofar, not a problem, but we're not going to help him blow. But then right afterwards it says alfam saskin bohen adshil maidu, that we're going to involve ourselves with them until they learn, meaning we will teach them and we will help them blow Shofar. So it's a contradiction. Do we involve ourselves with them or not? So Rabbi Elazar, he answers, Masisa b'gadol. The second part of this statement is referring to a gadol, not actually a gadol b'bar mitzvah, meaning he's a child who's reached the age of chinuch, so him we're allowed to involve ourselves with and actually help teach him how to blow shofar because he's already the age of chinuch, so we could teach him how to blow properly, as opposed to the first part, which is talking about a kid who's younger than chinuch, so we're not going to stop him from blowing shofar, but wouldn't involve ourselves and actually help teach him how to blow. And not only this, but b'yom tish Rosh Hashanah shechalis b'shabes, this is even Rosh Hashanah the fellow on Shabbos, we can involve ourselves with this child who's the age of chinuch to teach him how to blow shofar. And chafav amrav on top, v'toni can we have a brass just like this? Meslamdin milot koyah b'Shabbos, we teach how to blow shofar on Shabbos, and ein ma'akron satanoikas milot koyah b'yomtif, we don't hold back little kids from blowing on yomtif, and so this brass is addressing these two different ages. Ata halacha yod, the Mishnah tells us, say the tekiyos, shalosh, shashalosh, shalosh. The proper order of tekiyos is three, which is three, three, which means it's three sets, and in each set there's three sounds, which we know are called tekiyah, tru, tekiyah. Now, shir tekiyah, the length that a tkiya needs to be is three times the length of a trua, and shir trua, the length of a trua is kadei shalosh yavavais, is like the sound of three yavavais. A yavava is like a crying or weeping sound, and the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly this yavava is. Now we have another din, let's say blew a tkiya by the first one, and then the second one, he elongated the length of two, in biyadei ala achas, it only counts as one. This is referring to the last set of malchiyos, where he has tkiya, trua, tkiya, so that first tekiya, he blew regularly. Then that second tekiya, which is the last tekiya of Malchios, he blew double as long. He wanted it to be the last tekiya of Malchios, and the first tekiya of Zechroinos, the Mishnah says it only counts as one, which means only the first one that he blew counts, but that second one, which was double as long, doesn't count at all for anything, and we're going to see in the Gemara why not. Another din, Mishaberech, somebody who said all the brachos of Shemayna Esrei, Malchios, Zechroinos, and Shofars, va'achach nesman alei Shofar, and only afterwards he got a hold of a Shofar, no problem, he does tekiya tru'a tekiya three times, and that's even though he's not doing it along with Malchias and Zecharias and Shofars, which he really lechatchila should do, as we know from previous Mishnayos. Nonetheless, he's still going to blow Shofar by itself, because at the end of the day, when he was saying Shemana Esrei, he didn't have the Shofar. One more din, and this is not specific to Rosh Hashanah, k'shem sh'shliach tzibur chayev, just like shliach tzibur has to daven by himself, kach kol yachid v'yachid chayev, so to every individual, every regular person, he also has to daven by himself if he knows how to. However, Gamliel says, Shlich Tzibur Maitzi Esaram Yidei Chavason, a Shlich Tzibur could be Maitzi everybody else in their Chayiv, even if they know how to daven, you could just listen to Shlich Tzibur and be Yaitzi your Tefillah that way. And the Gemara is going to discuss this further. So first the Gemara asks a question, Amron or Asan Beneficha Achas, let's say he blew the Tkiya Tru Tkiya in one breath. He took a deep breath and he blew Tkiya, took a slight pause, but he still has that same breath, then Trua, then Tkiya again, and again it's all in one breath. Is he Yaitzi, or does it have to be individual breaths for each of them? And the answer is, we find in a Braisa that Amar, or a son. But if he achas yotza, if he doesn't want a ficha, he's yote. As the Gemara of Tanina, and we learned in our Mishnah, say that the kiyas shalosh shalosh shalosh, that the kiyas have to be three sets of three, and that's mashma that each one has to be its own individual blast. So that means that he has to take a breath in between each one, and that he can't just take one big breath and blow all three of them together. My answer is no, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. Shalosh yifchais. All the Mishnah is saying is that he shouldn't blow less than three sets of three, but in terms of when he's blowing them, as long as each sound is distinct and clear, that these are separate sounds, a tkiya, a trua, and then a tkiya. So even though that was all done in one breath, it's not a problem. A similar discussion, Reb Ze'era quotes of Rav Bar Ilai, who says, B'shem Rav, Tzarech L'Ria Mitech Pshuta, one has to sound a trua from within the Pshuta, meaning when he's blowing a tkiya right afterwards, he has to go straight into the trua. However, Abbas says, B'shem Rav Bar Chana, Ein Tzarech L'Ria Mitech Pshuta, he doesn't have to do that. There should be a pause in between the tkiya and the trua. Another question, now addressing the Mishnah, which I told us that a trua is three of avos. So the question is, Ezu hi ara, what is a ara, meaning what is a trua? So Rav Chananya and Rav Mana, they argue about this. Chanamer, one of them says, ahan trimaita, that it's like a trimaita, that's similar to the word trumpet, meaning it's the sound that a trumpet makes, and that's what we call a shvarim. Navacharnamer, the other one says, tlas tekikon, it's three very short ones, which is what we call a trua. And Rav Chananya, chashal adad Rav Mana, ula adadidan, Rav Chananya was chayshesh for what Rav Mana said, and for his own, and so therefore he would blow both shvarim and trua, and that's what we do as well. We had tkiya shvarim trua tkiya, and then we also have tkiya shvarim by itself and tkiya trua tkiya by itself. Now the continuation of the Gemara is really picking up from a Gemara that we had in the third perek, which had discussed if a person was blowing absentmindedly, he wasn't really paying attention, he was misasek, if a person is yotze with that, and we had said no. And the question is, where does this come from? So that's what the Gemara tells us now. V'haida amrda, where was this said? And the answer is referring to our Mishnah. What did we say in our Mishnah? Talk about rishon u'mashal v'shnei kishtayim. If he blew the first tkiya, then he did a trua, and then the second one, he elongated the length of two tkiyas, and be'al de'alei achas, he only has one, which means only the first tkiya counts, and this double tkiya doesn't count as anything. And Rav Razmina says, b'shem Rav Ze'era, afilu achas ein be'yadai, he doesn't even have one, which is the way that we just explained, meaning the second double tkiya doesn't count at all, it's only that original tkiya that counts. And here's the explanation, lama, why is that? That's because Rosh Gabi Seifa Mitzaref, V'Seifa Gabi Rosh Mitzaref, the beginning connects to the end connects to the beginning. In other words, the beginning and the end of the tkiya have to be with the same kavana, and in this situation, loy raisha is la saif, v'loy saifa is la raish. The beginning doesn't have an end, the end doesn't have the beginning. The beginning of this very long tkiya was being blown for malchiyos, the end of it was being blown for zechroinos, and therefore the end and the beginning are not connected, so neither of them are counted for either malchiyos or zechroinos. I think more was on to another discussion, but makam echad taiken uv makam echad mevarchin. There's one place where they're going to be blowing shofar, and a totally different place they're going to be saying the brachas of malchiyos zechroinos and shofaros, and he's not necessarily going to be able to get both of them. If he's for sure not going to be able to get both of them, so then he should most definitely go hear shofar, because that's a d'oraisa. But what about if it's only a maybe? So is tanya tanya those that teach ha'ilcha etzal tekeya, he should go to the shofar, and is tanya tanya those that teach etzal mevarch, he should go to the one saying the brachas, meaning davening musaf malchiyos zechroinos and shofaros. And seemingly it's not a stira, because ma'ad amar ha'ilcha etzal tekeya, the one who says he should go to the tekeya, that's b'she'in b'yam kedei l'tkaya, it's referring to where he's probably not going to have enough time in the day to hear tekiyos if he first goes to hear the brachas. So that's why he should first hear the tekiyos. Whereas chavav on base on top, ma'ad amar ha'ilcha etzal mevarch, the one who holds that he should go to the mevarch, the one who's saying shemayin essay, that's b'she'ish b'yam kedei l'tkaya, where there's still going to be enough time in the day that he's going to be able to hear shofar. So that's why he should go hear the brachas first. However, the Gemara now proves that actually these brises are arguing. As the question is, what do we do? So nishmin min adal, learn from the following. If in one place they're doing tkiyas, one place making the brachas, he should go to the one blowing the shofar, he should not go to the one making the brachas. And behind the Amar Ada, where did Rabbi Shua ben Levi say this, meaning where did he get this from? So we have a brisa. When Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, in one place they're going to be saying the shofar, the other place they're going to be davening Mosaf, so he should go to the Mavarich, he should not go to where they're going to be hearing the shofar. And lama, why is that? Shakal Yadim Lutkaya, that's because everybody knows how to blow the shofar, but not everybody knows the Shemayna Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Whereas the Rach, another explanation is, other Maitzi Dechaver with Tkiya, a person could be Maitzi his friend with Tkiyas, but an individual can't be Maitzi his friend in Brachas of Shemayna Esrei. We need Shleich Tzimur for that in a minion, and so that's another reason why it's better for him to go hear Shemayna Esrei as opposed to hear the Tkiyas. Now, what do we learn from here? Yom Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabes, La Kami She'ein B'Yom Kedei L'Tkaya, Rosh Hashanah falls in on Shabbos. Isn't that like a situation where there isn't enough time in the day to hear Shofar? Because as we learned previously, after Churban Habayis, we don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls in on Shabbos in every single place. So therefore, this is like there's not enough time to hear the Shofar, because again, you're not going to be able to hear Shofar in every place. And nonetheless, Amar, you said, go to the one who's davening Shemana Esrei and not to the one who's going to be blowing Shofar. So Ad Amar Pligin, that shows us that these brises are arguing. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah with the last daf of the Masechta. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.